He's a cancer survivor known for winning 4 consecutive Iditarod sled dog races and was named toughest athlete alive by Sports Illustrated. And Lance Mackey is in Boston today. Lance, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, thanks.
All right, so what brings you to our neck of the woods here?
Well, there's quite a few things, actually, on this trip. We're having a book signing today from 3 to 7 at the Tannery down on Boylston. We're promoting a new Canada Goose parka called the Constable. We're over at Mass General at the moment at the Cancer Center talking to cancer patients. And just trying to spread the word about our wonderful sport and the people who support that.
All right, now speaking of your sport, it's one that many here in the Northeast may not be as familiar with as some other sports. Can you explain what it takes to be a musher and, you know, more specifically, win the Iditarod?
Well, yeah, for those that don't know what the Iditarod is, it's about a 1,200-mile sled dog race from Anchorage, Alaska to Nome, Alaska. And as far as what it takes to win the Iditarod, well, you got to be pretty self-motivated, a little bit of a loose screw, so to speak. you have to be able to adapt to certain weather conditions or sleep deprivation, hunger pains, all of these things that come along with the territory. But as far as what makes me motivated is the love of the sport, the love of the dogs, the fact that I get to be my own boss for the most part, and travel the back country with 16 of my closest friends. It's very rewarding. I honestly didn't get started in this sport to break records and make history and all the things that have came along with our success, but at the moment it's more of a story of there's life after sicknesses, basically. And, like I said, a cancer survivor that nearly I nearly lost my life. And since then, I took a full-bore approach to racing dogs. This is something I grew up around, so it's not a complete abnormal surrounding for me like it would be for a lot of folks, but... I don't know. Sometimes people ask me, what motivates me, and the fact that I almost died, I guess, would be a pretty, that's pretty motivational.
And let's talk about that for a second. Now, your success really, you started to have a string of success after you beat throat cancer.
Well, not immediately. My first victory came in 2005 in the Yukon Quest. That's another 1,000-mile race. It goes from Whitehorse, Canada to Fairbanks, Alaska. And that was in 2005. I repeated that in 2006, winning that same race. And so that was the beginning of my race record career, I suppose. 2007 was my first Iditarod victory. That year I also won the Yukon Quest in the same year. That was something that nobody had ever accomplished. And I was fortunate enough to do it again in 2008, winning both of those races. Again, something that nobody's ever accomplished. Fortunately, and I can't explain exactly why, I've won the last 4 Iditarods. Again, something that nobody's done consecutively. There are other champions who have 4 victories, just not in a row. So, again, I think part of my motivation is, nearly dying, and the fact that I wanted to get something accomplished with my life that some people could recognize, and certainly I wanted to make my parents proud, and the fact that my doctors kept telling me that I would never be able to race dogs again and do the things that I love to do, part of my motivation is, and I thank them today, for the doctors telling me that I can't do something. I was raised in a family that told me I could do anything I want if I put my mind to it, and now I was being told by a bunch of people that I didn't know that I couldn't do something, and that just didn't set well with me. So I was out to basically prove my doctors wrong, and I want to, show people that are dealing with cancer that it's not the end of the world. It is a battle, of course. I also feel that cancer was the most emotional roller coaster ride I've ever went through. So being able to withstand those and come through cancer, it might sound silly, but the Iditarod is easy compared to that. And I think if people can deal with cancer and get over, you know, the emotions of it and the physical, you know, setbacks from it, I think that that they can pursue whatever it is that they love in life. And I'm a perfect example of that.
And is this your focus message here? When you know, you said you're at the hospital right now, you have a new biography coming out. Is this your message that you know, cancer is beatable and don't give up?
Absolutely, you know, and I think that I'm a perfect example of that. I'm a normal person with normal upbringing, and you know, normal setbacks, and it's just a story that a lot of people can relate to. So yeah, that is definitely my number one message here today.
Your dad is actually one of the founders of the Iditarod, correct?
That is correct. One of the co-founders, I guess you call it, that ultimately went on to win that race in 1978. On the heels of that, my oldest brother won the race in 1983. So, you know, growing up around the sport and watching them succeed, I felt that it was something that I had to do. Not necessarily win the Iditarod, but I had to accomplish it and complete it. And I just took it one step farther. I finished in 2001 my rookie Iditarod. I got diagnosed with cancer on the heels of that. I was not able to pursue the following year. I attempted the Iditarod, you know, with a feeding tube and a lot of radiation burn and things like that, that most people would have definitely not attempted what I did. But it, to me, that was part of my therapy and my healing process. I had something that I loved to do, a reason to get out of bed every morning, and I wasn't going to let the naysayers basically tell me that I couldn't do something.
That's Lance Mackey. Thank you so much for your time today, Lance.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.